Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Scott Arno back on the show. Scott is the security advocate. How about that? Yeah, and he's the guy that we turn to on a regular basis to help us understand what's going on out there in cyberspace, and especially with regard to the bad guys. And he's the vice president of Soho Solutions, and he's our good friend Scott Arno. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
Good to have you back. Hey, Scott, let's take people on a little bit of a tour of the past landscape of cybersecurity. And, you know, when Symantec, I guess, were they the first people to develop an antivirus software quarter century ago? Were they the very first ones?
Well, they were among the first. And the thing is, the way it worked was, it's funny, it did have a progression over time. Originally, there just weren't that many threats out there.
Right.
So it would affect
the bad guys. Hadn't found out what the opportunity was, had they?
Not yet. I mean, they've obviously gotten a bit better since then. But to an extent, once upon a time, it was literally a few guys who would look at a virus or other piece of malicious software, malware, and would check it, look for parts of it, and take parts of that code and create what's called a digital signature,
mm-hmm.
where they'd be able to check against that code, and that would be what would form the basis of this early antivirus software. As more and more threats came out, it became automated. And then as even more threats came out, the bad guys unfortunately got better and better at finding ways to evade this antivirus software.
So
it's not ineffective, but it's not as good as it has been. Probably hasn't been for about 8 years.
In the original days, you and I weren't putting that much financial personal information online, but we were going online, and we were using email, and we were emailing others. And in those days, you know, there were people out there who were trying to create bugs just to create mayhem and to shut down your computer. But there was also people who wanted to use your database of names to send out their messages to try to sell stuff to them, right? I mean, that was a way of using your computer as a drone, as a zombie, and they weren't really trying to find out what your passwords were to your financial records or anything like that, because they hadn't gotten that far along. But now we have lots and lots of different threats, don't we? Not just
yeah.
I mean, there are dozens
sure.
and dozens and maybe hundreds, thousands of different kinds of threats, aren't there?
Yeah, that's part of the problem because, you know, naturally we want to have like sort of a set it and forget it solution.
Right.
The thing is that doesn't exist in security, unfortunately. You really have to have what we refer to in the industry as a layered defense.
Right.
You have multiple lines of defense because no one thing will get it done.
And for a small business, that could be a mechanical firewall, a digital firewall, the antivirus software, that sort of thing, right? Those are layers.
Well, those are parts of it. You know, when they see a headline like antivirus is dead, I'm afraid people read it and go, oh, I guess I don't need that anymore. And that's not the case. It's sort of like this. If your car is underwater or on fire, your seatbelts aren't terribly helpful in that circumstance.
Right, right.
You're still going to use them.
Right. But back to the way all this is rolled out, today the bad guys are hitting us from multiple fronts. They're looking for our passwords, they're looking for our birth dates, they're looking for our social security number, there's all kinds of ways that they can profit from getting our business, and there's lots of different ways to get at that. And they're not even coming at us anymore. More and more, they're coming to the people we do business with, aren't they?
Oh, sure.
Like the Target issue back in the holidays.
Well, a lot of times what they can do, Target's a great example because they went through their HVAC subcontractor. There's another one recently, I guess it was one of the larger oil companies got hacked, and they normally have an excellent defense. The hackers went a backdoor route by infecting a Chinese restaurant that was very popular with the employees. So
wow.
When they clicked on the menu, they downloaded malware.
Wow.
It's a great approach.
Oh,
clever.
Yeah.
I mean,
so this, and folks, this is the guys are, the bad guys are getting smarter, they're getting better, they're getting more diligent and more determined. And we have to do that same thing. But then, so the question is, are the good guys, the antivirus protection folks and all that, are they up to the task? Is antivirus software dead? We're going to take a quick talk about this after these messages with our good friend Scott Arno. He has the answers. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.